This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Mind's Eye.
Hello and welcome to another edition of your favorite satirical news show, The Onion. I'm your reader for Mind's Eye Radio, Paxton Rogers. Please be aware that the following content is not real news, but instead is humorous material intended for your enjoyment. Top stories begin this week as Trump announces 25% tariff on talking cars. In a stunning escalation of his ongoing automotive trade war, President Donald Trump announced Friday that he was imposing a 25% tariff on foreign-made cars that talk, make wisecracks, and have real emotions just like people. Quote, "For too long, the American market for cars that not only talk but have a personality all their own has been flooded with imports," Trump said in a fiery address, stating that U.S. manufacturers of sentient anthropomorphized cars that flap their hoods to speak, use their headlights to see, and curl their bumpers to smile, would profit greatly under the new policy. Quote, "Our rivals are sending us talking cars that honk to flirt or use their radios to deliver sly zingers after they win a big race. Herbie the Love Bug is a Volkswagen Beetle. Let's send him back to Germany where he belongs." Trump added that he would also sign an executive order making the official language of talking cars English. Next, Trump, furious, cancels Atlantic subscription after 48 years. In protest of the publication's coverage of the Signal breach, President Donald Trump announced Thursday that he had canceled his subscription to The Atlantic after 48 years as a loyal reader. Quote, "Their more literary stuff remains unimpeachable, but I just can't stand their political reporting anymore," said the commander-in-chief, who confirmed that he had just wrapped up a phone call with the magazine's customer care team and had even rejected their offer of 3 months free. Quote, "Their long-form journalism has stayed on point for years, long after most publications abandoned anything longer than 1,000 words. So it's a real shame. It's Mother Jones for me from now on. That, or I try N plus one. I've been hearing really good things about it from Hegseth." At press time, a frustrated Trump was reportedly trying to get around The Atlantic's paywall to read an article about Ali Smith's new novel, Glyph. Next, Pete Hegseth blows into breathalyzer to unlock phone. Grumbling to himself as he repeatedly dropped the device, U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth was reportedly blowing into a breathalyzer Thursday in an attempt to unlock his phone. Quote, "Stupid fucking judge made me put this on my phone," said the head of the nation's largest government agency, snapping his fingers to get the attention of his deputy defense secretary and ask his subordinate to blow into the breathalyzer for him. Quote, "Hey, could you do me a favor here? It's not working. I think because I used mouthwash before I left the house this morning. Please, it's really important. I gotta send some warplanes." At press time, sources confirmed Hegseth was sleeping it off in a SCIF. Next, new law requires Texans to show ID to buy phallic foods. In an effort to crack down on the statewide proliferation of adult foodstuffs, the Texas legislature passed a new law Friday requiring all residents to show identification to buy phallic foods. Quote, "From bananas to cucumbers to submarine sandwiches, obscene foods will no longer be allowed to fall into the hands of minors in the Lone Star State," said Governor Greg Abbott, adding that an officially issued driver's license or passport would be needed to purchase a baguette which is defined in the legislation as, quote, any elongated bread-like object used to simulate male genitals. Quote, no decent person should be buying lewd produce and baked goods, which is why these items need to be safely placed behind locked plexiglass cases or in an adults-only section of the supermarket where innocent kids can't see them. And rest assured, if you are found to be buying a corn dog or eggplant for a child, you'll be placed on a watch list. At press time, Texas had reportedly expanded the law to require an ID to purchase any deli meats that realistically mimic vaginal texture. Next, Hims announces erections will soon feature ads. Touting the move as a minimally intrusive and private way to keep its sexual health medications available to a wide customer base, Hims announced Tuesday that erections provided by the company would soon feature ads. Quote, in an effort to provide better service and keep our industry-leading sex chews affordable, users of our lower-tier medication plans will begin seeing 15-second ads playing on their erections, said Hims spokesperson Clara Montoya, who said the targeted ads from partners like Factor and Better Health would play every 30 seconds unless a customer paid $24.99 to upgrade to a higher-tier erection. Quote, we also offer flexibility for customers who prefer a cheaper option, so there is a middle-tier $14.99 upgrade that will play one ad at the onset of arousal before transitioning into a seamless ad-free erection. In the unlikely event, the ads are slowing down your erection speed, simply call customer support and they will talk you through the process of debugging your penis. Please note, we are trying to cut down on the sharing of Hims plans with friends and family members, so you'll now need to pay for additional users if you want anyone besides the account owner to interact with the erection. Montoya added that Hims would also be offering a top-tier Hims Premium experience that allows users to skip the erection entirely and jump right to ejaculation. Next, laid off 23andMe employee packs up box full of bodily fluids. Creating a trail of liquid that dripped from her desk to her car, laid off 23andMe employee Marsha Nashald reportedly packed up her box of bodily fluids Wednesday morning and vacated her office. According to sources, the 52-year-old data engineer emptied the contents of her desk drawers, filing cabinet, and mini-fridge into the cardboard box, filling the container to its brim. Nashold was then overheard muttering, quote, a lot of memories in these fluids, as she trudged to the elevator, the box contents occasionally splashing her shirt. Reports stated that as the elevator doors closed, the terminated employee nodded and made eye contact with another laid-off colleague who was attempting to wring an unknown fluid out of a towel and into a box of his own. At press time, witnesses confirmed that Nashold had gotten into a screaming match with 23andMe security guards who had confiscated the box, despite her claims that the fluids were personal fluids. Next, report finds anti-science attitude strongest among those who believe turtle has little apartment inside shell. Highlighting a rising distrust in evidence-based knowledge, a report published Wednesday in the American Journal of Sociology found that anti-science attitudes were strongest amongst those who believe turtles have a little apartment inside their shell. Quote, Americans who reject or question established scientific consensus are more likely to maintain the wholly unsupported theory that when a turtle pulls his head and feet into his shell, he's actually stepping into a tiny home. said the report's author, Professor Darius Abar, adding that when shown an X-ray that disproved their assertion, people simply doubled down and insisted that the turtle was actually inside the shell, seated in an overstuffed armchair, and reading a book very slowly by the fireplace. Quote, no evidence can sway these individuals from their conviction that a turtle's shell contains a cozy one-room residence with rustic wood floors, a dining table, permanently set with a hot-cooked dinner, and somehow a few windows with light streaming through dainty curtains. If you hand them a shell to examine, they'll accuse you of having removed the clawfoot bathtub where the turtle takes a sudsy bubble bath and say you are trying to trick them. Across the political spectrum, many people harbor the belief that when a turtle goes to sleep, he puts on a nightcap and pulls a patchwork quilt over him and a canopy bed before blowing out a stub of candle. At press time, several states had introduced legislation that would require the turtle apartment theory to be included in high school biology textbooks. Next, food stamps, myth versus fact. More than 41 million Americans receive monthly benefits through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as food stamps. The Onion dispels the common myths surrounding SNAP. Myth: defunding food stamp programs won't actually save the government money. Fact: cutting food stamp funding will eliminate millions of unnecessary citizens. Myth: people who receive food stamps don't work. Fact: you are browsing the internet instead of working right now. Myth: Democrats use food stamps as a bribe so people will vote for them. Fact: Democrats would never be this cutthroat or clever. Myth: you can be disqualified from food stamp programs if you own a car. Fact: Jesus Christ, don't give them more ideas. Myth: SNAP is filled with fraud and corruption. Fact: the sole remaining SNAP employee is a real solid dude. Myth: you can use food stamps to buy alcohol. Fact: only if you know how to make hooch out of juicy juice. And finally, myth: a reshaped SNAP could force Americans to pass drug tests before they receive food stamps. Fact: food stamp eligibility will be determined only by combat in the blood dome. Next in sports, Washington Wizards reminded that bottled water in hotel room isn't free, emphasizing that he absolutely would not tolerate another away game that ended with over $200 in room charges. Washington Wizards coach Brian Keefe reportedly reminded his team Sunday that the bottled water in their hotel wasn't free. Quote, I know they don't have a price tag on them, but any water bottles in or around the mini fridge are strictly off limits, Keefe said to all 18 of his players, adding that while the players were not to drink the Evian water on their nightstands, they were more than welcome to bring their Nalgene's and use the refilling station down the hall, or use a glass to drink water from the tap in their bathroom. Quote, I realize you guys didn't know any better last time around, but each of those Toblerones is like $10. Also, don't let the hotel staff see Jordan. You might be sleeping three to a bed, but it's cheaper if they only know about two. According to reports, Keefe also told the players to eat as much as they could at the hotel's complimentary continental breakfast because they wouldn't be eating again until dinner. Next, star BYU player suspended after testing positive for coffee, In a crushing blow to the team's hopes of winning the NCAA men's tournament, star Brigham Young University player Mihailo Boskovic was reportedly suspended Tuesday after testing positive for coffee. Quote, upon detecting the illicit substance on Boskovic's breath before a game, we ordered an immediate test and confirmed the presence of performance-enhancing hot drinks in his system, said BYU head coach Kevin Young, adding that the six-game suspension stood despite Boskovic's claim that he had unwittingly mistaken the coffee for a cup of flat root beer. Quote, our school takes violations of the word of wisdom very seriously, and we maintain that coffee is not for the body or belly. As such, we'll be starting periodic testing of all players and coaching staff to ensure this never happens again. At press time, BYU announced that it had expelled Boskovic after photos emerged of him snorting maca powder. Next, Tiger Woods claims that in time, he will fuck everyone's ex-wife. Providing context after the announcement of his new relationship with Donald Trump Jr.'s former spouse, Vanessa Trump, Tiger Woods claimed Tuesday that in time, he will fuck everyone's ex-wife. Quote, I appreciate that my dating a woman who used to be married to Don Jr. may come as a shock to some, but just understand that it's actually part of a larger pattern in which I will fuck your ex-wife and the ex-wives of everyone you know. Said Woods, 49, explaining that he had already slept with, quote, probably hundreds of divorced women and intended to continue until there were none left to fuck. Quote, Vanessa is just one of many, and I'll get around to all of them eventually. Jennifer Lopez, Reese Witherspoon, Attorney General Pam Bondi, Marla Maples, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Belinda Sayers of Indianapolis, Ellen Nordgren, and so many more. I wanted to let you know so you're not surprised on the day when you see me in an Instagram post standing next to the person you once thought you'd spend the rest of your life with. Because trust me, she'll be smiling, and you'll know the reason why. Woods added that even if you're currently in a happy marriage, one day you won't be, and as soon as your divorce is finalized, he will be there to fuck your ex-wife. Next in entertainment news, Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher, volunteer at local predator shelter. Couple calls afternoon at nonprofit, deeply meaningful. Posing for photos as they cleaned cages, filled food bowls, and went on walks around the block. Celebrity couple Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher reportedly spent Wednesday afternoon volunteering at their local predator shelter. Quote, sadly, there are so many sexual predators without loving homes, but we've always found them to make great companions. Said Kunis, adding that she and her husband took the time to volunteer after losing their beloved family predator, Danny Masterson, last year when he went to jail. Quote, thousands of predators are abandoned here each year just because they have a credible history of sexual assault. But it's our job to rehabilitate them, silence their accusers, and get them back into happy homes. Just like this little rascal. His name is Diddy. Kutcher was later seen filming a stoic public service announcement in which he remarked upon the devastating effect that believing victims had on all predators in the shelter. Next in local news, man allows all cookies so website won't be mad at him. Saying he was more than willing to go along with the request to avoid conflict, local internet user Dan Fillmyer reportedly clicked a box to allow all cookies Thursday, so the website he was browsing wouldn't be mad at him. Quote, aw man, I don't want SnacksWorks.com to think I'm uptight. Accepting these cookies seems like a good olive branch to show this site that we're all friends here. Phil Myers said as he readily accepted more cookies than were necessary for basic website functionality, adding that he wouldn't want to come off, quote, like a dick, by clicking through the privacy policy to learn more about how the cookies were being used. Quote, I really can't afford to have another falling out like the one I had with PetSuppliesPlus.com. So sure, this website can access my location too. They can do whatever they want. Hell, I'd have let them run Flash if I still could. I'm an open book to this website. Camera, microphone, it's all yours. Just please don't hate me. At press time, reports confirmed Phil Meyer was searching for a way to give the website his social security number just to make sure there were no hard feelings. Next, man with fogged up glasses forced to finish soup using other senses. With the water vapor causing condensation to form on the lenses and impair his vision, local man Patrick Whittle was reportedly forced Thursday by his fogged up glasses to finish his soup using his other senses. Quote, in my blinded state, I must rely on my other senses if I'm ever going to eat this soup. Said Whittle, explaining that the condensed moisture on his eyewear left him with no choice but to use his heightened sense of smell to guide himself toward the bowl of lobster bisque. Quote, this certainly feels like soup considering how hot it is. And the taste? Checks out. If only I could get a visual confirmation on my soup, but alas, this cursed fog won't allow it. At press time, reports confirmed Whittle was left with even fewer senses at his soup-eating disposal after burning his tongue. Next, pale teenage psychic collapses with nosebleed after trying to jerk self off with power of mind, causing light bulbs to shatter and plaster to rain down from the ceiling of the quaking room. Pale teenage psychic Derek Timmons reportedly collapsed with a nosebleed Friday after trying to jerk himself off with the power of his mind. Quote, I thought I was strong enough to harness my psychokinesis to beat my meat, but I lost control, said a sweat-soaked Timmons, veins bulging on his massive head as several researchers rushed in to stop him before he could telekinetically stimulate his genitals again. Quote, I should have never gone in for the fourth round, but I was feeling super horny. I overestimated my telemasturbatory abilities. However, if I could just push my mind further, beyond the limits of known sexual fantasies, I could bring about an orgasm far greater than humankind's wettest dreams. At press time, sources confirmed the teenage psychic's elderly mentor had agreed to show him the ropes. And that concludes this week's broadcast of your favorite satirical news show, The Onion. Once again, I'm your reader for Mind's Eye Radio, Paxton Rogers. Please come back next week for more news. And until then, take care.